They complimented each other in a way she couldn't have anticipated. She'd worn one of her great aunt's exquisite woolen suits, seamed nylons that were called cocktail hour, and Cuban-heeled shoes with a little bow over the toe strap. And anyway, what's so weird about me being interested in art? Do I look like a schmuck? Miles laughed and shook his head.
No, but you're, well, not like any other Hessen enthusiasts I've ever met. You're too attractive, for one thing, April, and far too stylish to be messing around with the puppet triptych, let alone studies of the lame.
Should I be in Harvey Nicks trying on Jimmy Choo shoes instead? Or chasing Mr. Big around an office?
Absolutely. Why spend so much of your vacation investigating an obscure European artist? And not a very wholesome one at that.
Miles might have been flirting, but he wasn't dismissive of her. She could tell he was genuinely intrigued by her reasons for calling him and inquiring about Hessen.
You are a mysterious girl.
Quite the enigma. She laughed and drank from her wine glass to hide the warmth of the blush suffusing her entire body. Why hadn't she thought of dating older guys before?
Well, there might be a family connection.
Yes, you mentioned that on the phone. I'm all ears.
He took a mouthful of his linguine vongole.
My great-aunt Lillian lived in the same apartment building, Barrington House, and she passed recently.
I am sorry.
It's okay. I never knew her, but she left the apartment to my mom, and because she's terrified of flying, I came over to sort out the estate.